Chapter 14. Stuck. This is bad. Frankie slash Gluck is gone, and Robin, Dorothy, and I are stuck at the top of a tower at least 30 feet off the concrete ground. Way too far to jump without seriously injuring ourselves. And also there is a tiger at the bottom. A tiger! I'm never going back to Kansas, am I? Dorothy asks, her eyes filling with tears. I take a deep breath. We're getting you home. I promise. I look out the open door that leads to nothing. Now my eyes prick with tears. I need to fix this. But what am I going to do? I notice that the tiger below has curled up and is taking a nap. Well, that's promising. But it's still way too far for Robin, Dorothy, and me to jump down. Abby, look! Robin says. There's a lion downstairs. It's a tiger, I tell her. Gluck zapped up a tiger. I know, she says, but now there's a lion too. Huh? I look down and see that there is indeed a lion, and not just any lion, our lion. Aw! Just then, Penny, Toto, Prince, Scarecrow, Tin Man, Bob, and Frankie sneak in beside Lion. Is Frankie the real Frankie? I peer closely at her. I hope so. The tiger starts to stir. Oh no. Lion looks like he's about to turn around and run, but Penny tells him, "You can do this. You're the king of the forest." Lion nods to himself, throws his shoulders back, and lets out a massive roar. The tiger growls back.
Roar!
Growl!
Roar!
Growl!
Roar!
Growl?
Suddenly, they both start laughing. What's so funny? Frankie asks. Lion smiles.
Turns out the tiger knows my little sister. What a small world, huh?
OMG. Lion and the tiger were talking. Well, first they were probably fighting, but then it turned into talking.
Don't worry, she won't hurt us,
Lion adds. Thank goodness. I exhale in relief. Prince and Toto start barking at each other. Are they talking too?
Lions and tigers and dogs! Oh my!
Dorothy says. I carefully lean over the side. How did you get out? I ask everyone standing below. The Gluck Fairy locked us inside the wizard's castle, but he didn't know about the underground tunnels, Penny says.
Only I knew about those, Bob says.
So here we are,
Tin Man says. I look down at them all and then focus on Frankie. Wait a sec. How do I know you're the real Frankie? I ask. Gluck pretended to be you before. Her jaw drops.
He did?
I nod. He caught up to me and apologized. Then when I climbed up here, he made the stairs disappear.
Oh no! She says.
I can't believe he did that, but I'm really me, I swear. Lion narrows his eyes at her and studies her suspiciously.
How can we tell if it's really her?
Frankie looks up at me. You have to trust me. If you want us to trust you, can you tell us why you've been so mean all day? Penny asks her.
Yeah. Why?
Frankie looks at all of us. I wasn't really planning on talking about this at all, never mind in front of, all the Wizard of Oz characters, right in the middle of an attempted tower escape.
The timing isn't great,
Tin Man agrees. But you're right, Frankie goes on. I know I've been cranky. It's not about you guys at all. See, my dad has to go to Europe for his job for 6 months. And I'm really going to miss him.
I'm sorry if I've been taking my stress out on all of you, when it's not your fault. Oh, Frankie, I say, stepping closer, but not too close to the edge. You should have told us. I know, she says, looking up. It made me sad to talk about. Frankie, we love you, and we're here for you whenever you want to talk, Robin says. Yes, I say, exactly.
Can we get back to the rescue here? Dorothy asks. And maybe talk this out at a later time?
It's not all about you, Dorothy, Penny calls up and turns to Frankie. I'm sorry I called you heartless. I'm sorry I called you a coward, Frankie says to Penny. Especially since coming to save Abby was your idea. It was? I ask. Penny nods. It totally was. She beams. Look at me, all brave. I nod. Okay, I say. So, back to the rescue. You snuck in. Together. Amazing. What's part two of the plan? We stare down. They stare up.
Do you want to jump and we'll catch you?
Lion asks. I look down at the concrete floor. Not particularly. Robin turns to me. What if they make a ladder? Out of wood? I ask. No, she says. Out of them. A human ladder. Or, more accurately, a human, animal, scarecrow, and tin ladder. They should be able to reach us, and then we won't have to jump.
We could do that, Scarecrow says. Good thinking.
Thank you, Robin says, flushing with pride. See, I say, smart. She smiles. Maybe.
I'm scared of heights, Lion says sheepishly, but I can definitely be on the bottom.
I'll be next, Tin Man says, because no weight can crush me.
Growl, says the tiger.
She'll go on top of Tin Man,
Lion says. I'm not great with heights, Penny says. Maybe I can direct? Frankie raises an eyebrow. Fine, I'll get in there, she grumbles. We better not fall. Lion crouches down, and Tin Man gets on top of his shoulders. Then the tiger climbs on top, and then Bob the Wizard goes next. Then Scarecrow. Then Lion holds out his leg. Penny steps onto it. Tin Man holds out his hand. She continues up the ladder with the help of the others. Then Scarecrow puts out his hand and pulls her right up on his shoulders.
I got this, she says. I got this!
Frankie does the same, and suddenly, Frankie is right under me. Hi, I say, waving. Dorothy, you go first, okay? Dorothy hesitates, but then Frankie leads her into her arms.
Got you, Frankie says.
On the ground, Toto barks happily. Dorothy climbs all the way down and scoops her dog up.
I missed you so much, Toto, she says, burying her face in his fur.
Aw, now I miss him, Penny says.
Thanks for taking such good care of him, Dorothy says to Penny.
Penny, still on Scarecrow's shoulders, nods, but looks a little sad. Robin goes next. And then, finally, me.
Yes, I exclaim when I touch the ground. We did it!
We all high-five, and Prince leaps into my arms. Tigertail Tower is suddenly pretty crowded. There's me, Penny, Frankie, Robin, Dorothy, Scarecrow, Lion, Tin Man, Bob the Wizard, Toto, Prince, plus a random tiger, who is now deep in conversation with Lion about other animals they know in common. Carnivore networking. We really have to go, I say. But how do we get home? Frankie asks. We don't have the shoes. Penny turns to Bob. Can't you help us? Do you have any magical powers at all? He shakes his head.
I'm sorry, he says. I'm a total fraud.
So we need to get the shoes, I say. It's our only way home. We got them once, Penny says. We can get them again.
But how? Robin asks.
It's not ideal, Frankie says. Maybe we'll get lucky and it will rain on the witches.
It never rains in Oz, Scarecrow says.
Thank goodness,
Tin Man says, shivering.
Do you know how rusty I would be?
So what else can we do? I ask.
Wait, Scarecrow says to Bob. You said you don't have magical powers, right?
Don't rub it in, Bob groans.
Scarecrow shakes his head.
But do the witches know that? Don't they think you have magical powers?
Bob nods.
They do. Everyone in Oz thinks I do.
Scarecrow's eyes brighten.
So can't we trick them?
I feel a surge of hope. Scarecrow, I cry, you're brilliant. He blushes.
I am?
Yes, I say excitedly. Here's what we do. We show up at their high noon assembly and act like we are all powerful. We tell them we have weather magic and that we'll rain all over them if they don't hand over the shoes, I say in a burst of inspiration. Are we all in then? Frankie asks. Everyone nods. Let's do it, I say.